are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. Hey guys, thank you so much for joining me. This is the 5th anniversary episode of On Target. Can you believe we've been on the air for 5 years? Now, to be honest, I'm a little bit late because of Canada Post. I was waiting for this episode's special content to arrive, and it was my birthday present to myself. The anniversary of the show always lands on or around my birthday. They started on the first weekend of March, and my birthday is on the 4th of March, so about 3 weeks late, but that's okay because I believe that it was totally worth it. You're probably wondering what the content is. Well, the content is all Motown, but not just all Motown, rare and unreleased Motown. This is from the Motown 7's box set, Volume 2, which is all 45s, done in the UK Tamla Motown label style, and it did come out in the UK. It was put together by Richard Serling, who is one of the godfathers of Northern Soul. He was a DJ at the Wigan Casino, has written a book recently entitled Setting the Record Straight, and it's a must read. But so he put together this box set, and he's put together a few of them. The first box set is now worth about $200 to $300. It has Marvin Gaye's This Love Starved Heart of Mine, which probably has a lot to do with why its value skyrocketed. But I tell you what, this volume 2 has at least 3 tracks that are equally as fantastic. Now I'm gonna read the booklet that came with it as I'm playing the song. So once I start reading, I am speaking the words of Richard Serling. So when I say I or me or refer to my life, I am Richard Serling, okay? Now before I get started, I've got some exciting news. If you live in Toronto, I'm gonna be guest DJing with DJ Nico at With It. That's at the Piston on Bloor Street West. That's Saturday, May 4th. I hope you can be there. It's going to be a blast. And I just got word that Mod Trial is a go. Julian Weber is working on the poster as we speak. I've seen the preliminaries. It looks fantastic. And it's going to be the long weekend in September, the first weekend of September in Montreal. Okay, let's get started. Here we are again, following on from the first Motown 7's box set, which was snapped up by collectors worldwide. I have great pleasure in bringing you our second set of rare and or previously unreleased on 45 from the Motown stable. As with Volume 1, many of the tracks included here were never released at their time of recording, for a variety of reasons. Some got pushed to one side as albums usually only contained 12 songs, and a few more were usually cut at sessions. Sometimes other Motown artists were given the songs and other versions were released. Or it was simply a matter of the tracks being rejected at the weekly A&R meetings held with Barry Gordy and his team of songwriters and producers. Whatever the reason, the vast amount of brilliant recordings created during those halcyon years in Detroit and LA left us with a rich vein of top quality soul to discover and enjoy, and released on 7-inch singles some half a century later. Being aware that historically any Volume 2 tends to be inferior to its predecessor, I was careful to hold back equally strong and in-demand items for the second box set, which also introduces several other Motown acts not featured in the first box set. I hope you enjoy listening to and watching the single spinning around on your turntables either at home or in the clubs as we once again bring the sound of Young America to vinyl, the way it was always intended to be heard.
Except the thorns advance. Oh yeah, the thorns advance. bitter with the sea. Happy times along with moments of despair. And remember that he who picks a rose, now baby, he who picks a rose must accept the thorns it bears. Oh yeah, the thorns it bears.
From the first disc, Side A, Jimmy Ruffin, He Who Picks a Rose. Jimmy was the brother of David Ruffin, the legendary vocalist from The Temptations. As opposed to his brother, Jimmy's voice was more mellow, and he had significantly more solo success at Motown and beyond. He Who Picks a Rose was eventually assigned to The Temptations, but not before Jimmy cut his astonishing version in February 1968, which was never commercially released, bearing the same backing track as The Temptations' I Gotta Find a Way to Get You Back, also covered with a Rough Guide vocal by Tammy Terrell, but also unreleased. The Storming Norman Whitfield production was eventually unearthed from the vaults in the 90s and has gone on to be one of the most popular Northern Soul sides of all time. In addition to the Temptations version, the song also found its way over to the OK label via a publisher's faith in the song, where Columbia assigned it to a group by the name of the Carstairs, which I've played on the show before. Their funkier, wilder take on the song, recorded in 1969, also found favor on the UK's underground soul scene in the early 1970s. So the flip of that record was Gladys Knight and the Pips, If You Ever Get Your Hands on Love. At around the same time as the Ruffin track was unearthed, so we were blown away by several previously unreleased and unheard up-tempo floor shakers from one of soul's premier female vocalists. Gladys Knight, the joyous If You Ever Get Your Hands on Love, was originally intended to be a Contours album track, given a working title of Love is Giving, Love is Living. However, personnel changes in that group changed Harvey Fuqua's mind, and with advice from co-producer Johnny Bristol, Gladys Knight and the Pips went into the studio in November of 1967 and recorded the song, which she co-wrote with Harvey and Johnny, but which was not considered right for release. What? And was consigned to the vault for another 30 years. A marvelously uplifting song that an urgent, explosive, driving backing track topped off with Gladys's astonishing lead and the Pips' inspirational backups. This is one to make your heart race, put a smile on your face, and one to put you on a high.
But it's real. Can't fake
So the second disc, side one, is Stevie Wonder, I Want My Baby Back. Included in Stevie's top-selling Uptight Everything Is All Right album, the James Jamerson bass line and the cascade of cymbals intro gets to me right from the off and sets this original version apart from the one cut a couple of years later by Edwin Starr. Never released until now on 45, the nearest it came to that was as part of an extremely hard-to-find French EP, which now changes hands for silly money amongst collectors. Recorded in 1966, written by Harvey Fuqua and produced by Clarence Paul, Henry Cosby, and William Stevenson, this massive Funk Brothers-driven dancer will be welcomed on a 45 after all these years. On the flip side, the Contours take him back. After the magical opening piano riff, it's the distinctive vocals of Dennis Edwards fronting the Contours that we hear on the 1967 recorded track Take Him Back, a number which was also given a more polished yet also unreleased treatment for the Fantastic Four when they moved across from Golden World Rictic in 1968. Edwards, a power-packed soul preacher from Alabama, had turned up at Hitsville ready to roar. Instead, Motown kept him on a retainer before eventually placing him in the Contours. His first Contours gig was in fact to open up for the Temptations, the group that he would later join in July of 1968 to replace the departed David Ruffin. Recorded at the same sessions as their minor R&B hit, It's So Hard Being a Loser, in late 1967, the song was intended to be included on an LP which was then shelved due to Dennis's imminent switch to the Temptations. Interesting songwriting credits also. Carol Holland, Marilyn McLeod joining the already established team of Dean and Weatherspoon, who also produced the session. So this is disc number 3, side A, The Spinners. We're going to be more than friends. The Spinners' gem was unearthed in 2010, having been originally recorded in early 1967 in Detroit. It was produced by Harvey Fuqua and Johnny Bristol, who also penned the song with assistance from Vernon Bullock. Vocals from the late Bobby Smith, who commented as part of an inlay note in the exceptional Kent CD, The Spinners, Truly Yours, that the song had been rapturously received when first previewed at a Northern Soul event early in 2010. Only a few months after the session, the group would get an album released by Motown, initially entitled The Original Spinners, but later retitled to The Detroit Spinners, for the UK market to avoid confusion with an already established folk group of the same name. More Than Friends would have been included on that album, but clearly fell to the wayside at the time for whatever reason, probably due to the fact that they already had 12 strong numbers to suffice for that LP. So flip that disc over, we have Kim Weston, You Can Do It. Kim Weston astonishingly never even got as far as having an album released for Motown, despite producing a series of quite brilliant vocal outings for the label and being a duet partner for Marvin Gaye, with numbers such as It Takes Two and the totally sublime When We're Together. You Can Do It, a song originally given the title Pretty Music, has been a much requested favorite since it first made its appearance on Kim's anthology CD in the mid-1990s, and the demand for it on a 45 has been huge. With the Funk Brothers behind her in top form and backup vocals supplied by the Andantes, how could Kim fail on this great Smokey Robinson, Ivy Joe Hunter composition, which was recorded in December of 1965 and scheduled for an album that sadly never materialized.
Bad, and I don't think our love's gonna last. Have to keep on rolling.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. Record number 4 started off with Brenda Holloway. We'll Keep Rolling On. This is one of my favorites from the box set. This is Brenda's debut on our Motown 7's box set series, and she announces herself with a delicious combination of finesse and power with the storming Los Angeles-produced Tear Up the Dance Floor Magic, which bears a striking resemblance in melody and arrangement to both Larry Edkin's monumental Northern classic Ain't That Love Enough and Larry Laster's Loma outing Go For Yourself. This is clearly due to the fact that Mark Gordon produced all of these recordings, Hal Davis assisting on Brenda's version, which was cut in mid-1966, but shelved after being rejected by the Motown A&R committee. Years later, though, discovered in the vaults, the Frank Wilson Mark Gordon pen track, like a runaway freight train, stormed onto the playlists at the top European venues, and to now have it available on a 45 is something that will be cherished by DJs and collectors worldwide. That is true. I agree with that. Flip that over, The Temptations' Angel Doll. It's David Ruffin's exquisite vocals that we hear fronting up Angel Doll, a number recorded in February and March of 1967, intended for their With a Whole Lot of Soul LP, but never included. The Stevie Wonder, Clarence Paul, and Morris Irvin Broadnax song was then released on the Maverick label by Vernon Garrett once Mickey Stevenson had moved to the MGM-distributed label. But it's the Emperors of Souls version which holds all the aces. Produced by Clarence Paul and recorded against a backdrop of a year when the quintet were riding high in the American charts with 45s such as All I Need, You're My Everything, and I Wish It Would Rain, Angel Doll in the end failed to make the grade. So high caliber was the level of material available at that time. We should also remember that this was around the time when David sought top billing, the beginning of the end for his career with the group. Money and success is a very powerful aphrodisiac, and his head was certainly being turned to leave and embark upon a solo career.
You've got the lips and you've got the touch and you've got the love I need so much.
I need so much.
Such a thrill when I hold you tight, but with agony when you're out of my sight.
Out of my sight.
Now you say you found another. You say you found another lover. I know you know that I really care for. Have a heart, think it overdue. Can't you sell my tears? I love you so much.
I love you so much.
Haven't I given all I have? You're a part of me. You are all that I see.
All that I see.
Now you say you found another. You say you found another lover. I bet you know that I really care for you, baby. And if you leave me, I'll go crazy. Oh, baby. Break my heart when you know that I love you so much.
Love you so much.
If I beg, will you change your mind? And if you will, then darling, I beg you.
Darling, I beg you.
Don't do it, darling. It would be a sin. It would take years for my
must admit it.
Wow. Marvin Gaye on top there. My Love for You is the name of that track. Marvin Gaye could deliver a song and interpret lyrics like nobody else. And we hear him at the very peak of his powers on this William Mickey Stevenson composition, which was cut back in February of 1965. Marvin would go on to have a remarkable career with Motown, both as a solo artist and later as a producer and composer. At the time of this recording, Marvin was hitting the American charts with I'll Be Doggone, and My Love for You was intended for his next album. But as with the Temptations track, the team at Hitsville elected to shelve the song. Following its discovery in the 90s, though, this mid-tempo masterpiece has become a real Motown favorite and was a clear and obvious candidate to be debuted on a 45 in this box set. Flipping over that disc, The Four Tops, I'm grateful. In addition to releasing Top In Demanders on 7s, which have previously only been on CDs, it's great to be able to give LP-only tracks their debut as singles, and here we have a perfect example of this. Absolutely huge currently at venues like the Twisted Wheel Sessions, and so much so, in fact, that DJs, reluctant to play from the album due to low sound levels, are getting acetates cut of this fabulous Levi Stubbs-led monster, which actually many believe should have been a single release when included on the group's 1965 set, The Four Tops' second album. Penned by George Fowler and Cleo Drake, the song is flawless and inspiring, with Levi singing out, as he always did, loud and clear, with strong backups from the Andantes. During the period that this track was being recorded, the Tops were riding high in the American charts with It's the Same Old Song and Something About You.
And I
never leave me. You never ever grieve me, but I know better. You offer me the world if I'll just be your girl. Well, I know better. I've heard those empty promises many times before, and they don't whole world at my feet. Well, I know better.
I know better.
So many things you say you do, but I know they'll all fall through, 'cause I know better.
I know better.
No one will ever again bring tears to my eyes. This girl is too small. This girl is too wise, baby. I know better.
So speaking for myself, that track at the top, the Isley Brothers, Sure Is a Whole Lot of Woman, is the reason why I got this box set. But I'm so glad I did, because there is so much great stuff, as you can hear. The Isley Brothers put together some of the most exciting recordings ever to come out of Motown. And in the first week of September 1966, they went into the Hitsville studios to lay down the vocals over a fantastic band track that had been laid down a week earlier. Horns were then added later that month, and according to co-writer Brian Wells, who created the melody while his partner Ron Miller took care of the lyrics, the track was only pulled from a single release due to differences emerging between the brothers and the corporation. Both Brian and Ron worked as songwriters at Motown between 1966 and 1970, with Brian responsible for the melodies behind songs including Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday, and A Place in the Sun for Stevie Wonder, while Ron created the lyrics for numbers including You're Gonna Love My Baby and It Happens Every Time for Barbara McNair, and of course Stevie's Magical for Once in My Life. Very much in the same vein as a classic Northern Soul outing, Tell Me It's Just a Rumor, with some astounding trademark percussion from Benny Benjamin, this is one of the finest dancers ever to emerge from the Snake Pit, where it had been produced by Clarence Paul. On the flip side of disc number 6, Barbara McNair, I Know Better. Although other versions by the Marvelettes and Gladys Knight and the Pips are favorites of mine, it's Barbara's sublime interpretation of the clever tongue-in-cheek lyrics that make her classy version the best, in my opinion. Norman Whitfield and Ardeen Taylor's lyrically astounding, ironic sentiments make this very special indeed. Originally, the song was intended to be entitled Don't Count on Love, but later changed to I Know Better. It was recorded in 1968 in Los Angeles, and the track was slated for Barbara's Here I Am Baby LP, which was released later that year. A simply fantastic arrangement, and the epitome of 1960s Thinking Man's Motown.
You got a funny way of showing me your love is true. Target is going underground. On the second and fourth Friday of every month, the party is in the basement. Shannon's Irish Pub and Eatery hosts On Target Underground in the belly of the city, down the stairs at 175 Carlton, right across the street from the convention center. Starting at dinner time for chill to drinks and hip shakers until close, Mud Marty spins all vinyl all night, from Motown to British Invasion and more. Drink specials and dinner specials are exclusive to this night, so don't miss On Target Underground. No Cover, brought to you in part by UMFM 101.5 and Jameson's Irish Whiskey.
Velvettes at the top of our last platter there. Track called That's a Funny Way. The Velvettes were considered by Motown to be a singles act, and as a result, never had an album released, despite recording many stunning sides like the delicious That's a Funny Way, a song that was also consigned to the tape vault when recorded by the Andantes at around the same time. Written by Mickey Stevenson and produced with assistance from Ivory Joe Hunter, it appears likely that the song was intended to form part of the mythical Kim Weston LP, which also never materialized, meaning that the song ended up totally unreleased until the Velv's version was discovered on a 10-inch acetate some years back and is now a highly prized addition to any DJ's record box. The Velvettes recorded their version in March 1964 with lead vocals from Caldine Carolyn Gill, who would later marry Richard Street, at the time the lead singer with the Monitors prior to his switch to join the Temptations some years later. And our final side was the Originals, Don't Stop Now, quote-unquote faultless, quote-unquote real soul at its very best, and quote-unquote classic crossover, are just three of the descriptions I've heard made about this monumental slab of late 60s soul from a group widely acclaimed to be Motown's best-kept secret, the Originals. The song is a brilliantly optimistic dancer and has been a recent favorite on the dance floors of Northern Soul. Composed by Madison Hughes and Clifford Burston, not names I'm previously familiar with, and produced by Smokey Robinson, Don't Stop Now was intended for the Miracles, with a cool arrangement from Gene Page, who would later find fame working with Barry White, with assistance from the vastly underrated Paul Reiser, who had been responsible for the group's million-selling Marvin Gaye composition, Baby I'm For Real, just a few months previously. The band track was recorded in LA on July 11th, 1969, with the Originals laying down their superb vocals in Detroit at Hitsville on August 12th of that year. Oh, we did it, guys. I read the whole book. Can you believe it? I hope I did an okay job. I just got these progressive glasses and I'm still getting used to them, so I hope it didn't sound too stilted. Anyways, it's a special episode. I hope you enjoyed it. At least three or four of those records are going straight into my record box and they will be played out on the dance floor at Shannon's for sure. And again, if you're in Toronto on Saturday, May 4th, come down to The Piston, 937 Bloor Street West, for With It, monthly night put on by DJ Nico, and I will be guest DJing. Then in September, fly on over, walk on over, bus on over, drive on over to Montreal for the annual Montreal Weekender. This is the fifth year in a row. Fifth year. Thanks for sticking with me. Make sure you tune in next week. I'm going to continue on with all the records that I found at the record show. Lots of high quality stuff. This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.